Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Libby Denkman, senior politics reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Over the last several months, I've been investigating the long history of allegations of sexual harassment and racism at the Los Angeles Fire Department. I first started looking into this when I was sent a letter, written in 2019, by a former LA firefighter who wrote frankly about her really terrible experience before quitting the department. Ultimately, I spoke to more than 20 sources, mostly women firefighters, who detailed years of hostile pranks, isolation, and harassment. They also told me about the retaliation that keeps it all quiet. I sat down with Nick Roman, who hosts our PM LA Report, to talk about what I heard.
It has been decades since the city of Los Angeles began unearthing allegations of sexual harassment and racism at the LA Fire Department. Now, KPCC senior politics reporter Libby Denkman spoke to more than 20 sources, mostly women firefighters, who detailed years of hostile pranks, isolation and harassment, and the retaliation that keeps it all quiet. She found little has changed, and Libby joins us now. Libby, first off, there's been talk of improving recruitment and retention of women firefighters for a long time, but you found the problems run deeper than that.
Right, Nick. The women I talked to range in experience from rookies and early career firefighters to battalion chiefs and retired veterans with decades of experience at LAFD. We agreed to keep their identities secret because they fear what speaking out could mean for their jobs. And these firefighters shared numerous stories of hostile behavior and hazing. And here's just one example. A firefighter got back to her station after some time off, and when she opened her duffel bag, this putrid smell hit her like a ton of bricks. Someone had stuffed raw chicken into her bag, and it was rotten, and there were maggots. A lot of the firefighters told me that women's restrooms at LAFD stations are left filthy with human waste in the shower stalls, for example. And overall, the message was consistent. LAFD is a brotherhood where you don't belong. You may be tolerated, said one veteran firefighter, but most of the men don't really want you there.
Now, Libby, the stories in your investigation, they are disturbing, to say the least. But the LAFD, like all big organizations, has policies against a hostile work environment. So why not go through official channels and complain?
Well, that's simply not an option in most cases, these firefighters said. They argue speaking out or reporting any problems in the workplace is rare because of intense peer pressure and the threat of intimidation and retaliation. In fact, one firefighter showed me anonymous online messages she began receiving after filing a workplace complaint. They included explicit comments about her body and threats of sexual violence. She said the timing and contents of the messages make her believe they are connected to LAFD. And to put it bluntly, firefighters talk. At a recent meeting of the city's fire commission, that's the civilian board that oversees LAFD, Battalion Chief Chris Larson, who is female and African-American, said gossip gets around.
So if I make a complaint, it'll get out there, and there is absolute retribution within this organization. You get labeled, you get stigmatized, especially as a female, because there are so few of us.
That's Battalion Chief Chris Larson. In other words, Libby, if you file a complaint, they say your career will suffer, and that keeps people quiet. So what are the mayor and the fire chief saying about all this?
Well, unfortunately, Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas was not available for an interview. LAFD says it does have zero tolerance for misconduct, and it investigates all allegations thoroughly. The fire department did provide access to the highest-ranking woman at LAFD, Kristen Crowley. She was recently promoted to number two at the department, just below Terrazas. And she told me she is saddened by the stories that these women are sharing.
I think it's really important that the women share their experiences, and even more importantly, that we as a department create the training. We have the staffing to also hold our members accountable on the punitive side if these allegations after the investigation are true.
And Mayor Garcetti also said he has zero tolerance for this type of abuse. He said he's committed to finishing an independent report first requested by a group of women firefighters back in 2017. And Nick, I want to emphasize, though, that trust is in very short supply. The women I spoke to say they've seen city audits come and go, and nothing seems to correct the root issues at LAFD that enabled this abuse. One firefighter told me, quote, "I'd much rather run into a burning building than hang out at the fire station. I love the job. I just hate the culture."
Wow, that's rough. Thanks so much, Libby.
And you can read all the details on our website, laist.com. Just go to laist.com/LAFD. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, I'm Libby Denkman. Be safe and have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.